Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our Shiur Minisvas Emes V'Siyata Dishmaya. We are now in the year Tafresh Mem Aleph in the second Shtikl, Barashi Bar Elokim. The Shiur should be a special schluss for Moshe Yudah Ben Peshadina, Baruch HaBatzlachem Chomayse Yadav, and the Refuah Chaim Dov and Risa Shoshana, and Esther Bas Naomi Sara, and Miriam Bas Chaya. Barashi Barashis Bar Elokim. She'ola b'machshava livros b'midas hadin, v'ra she'enoi miskayim, v'hikdim v'shite efimo midas harachamim. That God's original plan, so to speak, was to create the world with the midah of din, with the midah of strict judgment. He saw the world wouldn't exist, can't last if everything is strict judgment. So what he did was hikdim v'shite efimo midas harachamim. So he proceeded, first he put the midah of rachamim, but that's Elokim. Elokim is the midah of din. But in the end he saw that the world couldn't exist, so he was makdim midas harachamim. Mazel lashon v'hikdim. What does it mean that he was makdim, first he put the midah of rachamim? So says the Sfas Emes, achu b'koach hatshuva. This is b'koach hatshuva, with the power of tshuva, that we fix retroactively all of our deeds. In the Rekanti in Parshas Naso, it says, "Ukeshebara Hakadosh Baruch Hu esa olam kodam lebriya esa olam atshuva." When God created the world, first He put tshuva before the world. Shimin advarim she kodam shenivra olam. Tshuva is one of those things that preceded briya esa olam. As the Gemara teaches us in Psachim, Nandalat Amar Aleph, Atam Lufi Shagolu V'Yaduah Lufanov, Masha'asid Lios L'Kachikting Lo Tshuva, Shem Yashuv Mecheto, Ein Lo Dover Shom Bifnei Baal Tshuva. He saw that people are going to sin. So therefore, Baal Tshuva knows that if he sins, he can do Tshuva. He's not a Baal Tshuva yet. But a person knows that if he sins, he can do Tshuva, and there he nothing is holding him back. Tshuva is beyond this world. He's not limited by the boundaries of this world. And that's what Chazal say, Shabara Kodesh Baruch Hu Asalam, all of a machshava livros of midas hadin, roshinu miskayim, hikta midas harachamim v'shitfil midas hadin, or midas harachamim hi haslicha, v'haslicha idea tshuva. So what's this midas harachamim? That's slicha. How do you get slicha? Through tshuva. This is brought in the Shla. So this is the tshuva, that's the koach tshuva, that he's makdim rachamim, and that precedes the din. So we should just know that nothing is forfallen, nothing is lost. No matter what we do, we can always fix it. We're not supposed to sin with that in mind. But once it's already done, then we have to know that we can fix everything. Ve'inyanu, ki bevadai lo haya chas v'shalom shinui ratzon lemala. There was no change of God's will. There was no change of God's will above. God doesn't change His mind. Rak she'abriya hi b'midas hadin. The Bria is b'midas hadin, v'rak b'koach adam lo'or b'chinas harachamim shu od yoser gavua me'abriya. So man, when God created the world, He mamish created b'midas hadin. Just man has the power to be ma'orer that midah of rachamim, to arouse that midah of mercy. V'hu ha'koach ha'shoresh shemimenu nasa abriya. And that's the power, the root, from which the creation was made. L'chein af she'be'emes nivra b'midas hadin v'ein lo kiyum, even though the world is created b'midas hadin. And therefore there's no kiyum, because once we step out of line, finished, right? Nevertheless, Yecholim Lekayim Olam Mekoacham Shachas Midas Harachem Yishalem Alam Ayabri. We can go to that place that precedes creation, that's above creation, and we can be Mamshich that Midah, we can draw down that Midah of Rachamim. V'hu Ayidei Torah Mitzvahs. And we can do that through Torah and Mitzvahs. He discusses this again later in Tafresh Mem Zayin Amru. Chazal, there he says, Amru Chazal, Allah b'machshava levrosav midas hadin, v'roshen olam miskayim, v'shitev midas harachim, nira levar she'atari midas harachim. This midah of rachamim is Torah. K'mash kosu Chazal. B'pasek ha-ben yakir li Ephraim, mielet shashuim ki midei dabri bo zachar es karenu od. Dai dvari shenasati bo v'amru, so it's enough the words that I gave him. Somebody who has a son that's toiling in Torah, So if the Jews are toiling and toiling, God is filled with mercy. Perisha deshoskim b'Torah, k'dei l'kayim ratzon Hashem yitzbarach, afal pi, sh'ani yochol ligmor b'fol, mitzayif HaKadosh Baruch Hu yegiyav haratzon emor aleinu rachamim. So we're not going to be perfect, but we are learning Torah, because we want to be m'malei the ratzon of Hashem. What's learning Torah? Learning Torah is, well, what's the ratzon of Hashem? How does Hashem want me to act? How does Hashem want me to think? How does Hashem want me to feel? So when a person learns Torah, he's ma'orah, he arouses the mid of rachamim. In other words, God created the world with din, but he was makdim midas harachamim. In other words, befoal, now we have this Torah. God created the world with Torah. So here this Vasema seems to be saying another way of looking at it, that was actually part of Bria Sa'olam. Not that now we can access it just because it's there, but actually it's part of Bria Sa'olam. Hashem created the world with the Midah of Racham. Racham is Torah, like the Gemara says many times. Amar Rachmana. Rachmana is Torah. So we could be Ma'orer, that Midah of Rachamim. That's the idea of Tshuva, obviously, when a person's learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, that is like many different sources, that learning Torah itself is an act of tshuva. Hashiveinu avinu l'sara secha, v'karveinu malkeinu labara secha, v'achzireinu b'tshuva shleim l'fanecha. It's all part of the process. Torah and mitzvahs, and then we're chozer b'tshuva shleima. So then we can get to that point of rachamim that precedes the bria, and give ourselves kiyum existence. V'lachein kol zen eskayim gam b'seder adoros, shlohaya l'olam, Kiyum v'nechama b'dor ha'mabul ad sheba avram avinu v'niskayim olam midas harachamim v'zeh she'eschilu beiz alafim torah mimos ha'avos l'chein k'siv b'hibaram b'avraham shu kiyum olam midas harachamim kanal. And therefore this was also fulfilled in the order of the generations, that the world didn't have kiyum in the dor ha'mabul, the world was destroyed, and then comes Avram Avinu, and then the world was miskayim b'midas harachamim. The world was fulfilled, now the world was given existence with the Midah of Rachamim. And that's Pshat, that Beis Alafim Torah started Mimos HaAvos, because Torah is what gives the world its Kiyum. That's the Rachamim, as we've been discussing. And the Beis Alafim Torah of Rachamim that give the world its existence, that starts like the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah Daf Tes Amud Aleph in the time of Avraham Avinu. Bihi Baram is when it was created, the story of the heaven and earth was created. Be'Avraham Shukiyam Olam Midas Harachamim. Avram was who was the one who gives the world Kiyam Midas Harachamim, and Avram is Torah. As a Nefesh Arasu B'Charam Nukla says the Shabidu L'Araisa. Avram Avinu is bringing people to Torah. Torah is what gives the world its Kiyam, and that started in the time of Avram Avinu. So that's the Bara Olam Olam B'Machshav Livros Midas Hadin. He saw the world as in his kaim. It's not that God changed his mind, just that we have the ability to access this Torah with which Hakadosh Baruch Hu we created the world. And that's also tshuva, that tshuva allows us, when we connect to Torah and mitzvahs, we can thereby go and retroactively fix everything that we messed up. And memela, obviously, if we're fixing everything that we messed up, then the world gets kiyum, because the world doesn't have kiyum just with midas hadin, because we sin. How does the world have existence? So therefore we need the Torah and mitzvahs, and that's what gives us kiyum, and that's what gives the world its existence. That's the rachamim, that's the mercy that Hashem brought together with the midas hadin. That's even makdim. It's makdim because that's before the world was created, and then we can fix all of our deeds, and then the world has existence. Baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya. We read Tafreish Mem Aleph this shir, the second shtickel, and the previous shir, the first shtickel. Weaving through in a shtickel from Tafreish Mem Zayin, and now we are moving forward b'siyata d'shmaya to Tafreish Mem Beis. B'medrash vayechulu nasa kelim. The world became a kli. Ha'enyinu, what does that mean? D'yesh klal u'pratu klal. That there is a generality, and then a specificity, and then a generality. V'ala klal amru, v'alo b'mayim erechad ha'yochol ali barus. And on the klal, and on the klal it says that the world could have been created with one mimer, and that would have been a mimer klali. Shu bereshis nami mimer, who, like the Gemara says, that bereshis is also a mimer. Kadosh Baruch Hu just created where bereshis bar lokim b'shmayim basaretz, and that would have been, he would have been done with that. Shu shorash hakol, that's the root of everything. HaTorah v'Yisrael, the Torah and the Jewish people. V'atshuva, what does the Gemara Mishnah answer? The Mishnah says God could have created the world with the klal of bereshis bar lokim, but he ended up creating it with asara mamaris, with pratim. Why? So to punish those Rishayim who destroy the world that was created with 10 Ma'amaras, and give Schar Tov LaTzadikim that are Makayim the world that was created with the Sar Ma'amaras. Very, a lot of Mefarshim try to understand what exactly the mission means. V'hainu, Shebefratus, Atshuva Kedei Lehipara V'Lasei Schar. And the answer is, says the Sfasem, is to punish the Rishayim who destroy the world that was created with the Sar Ma'amaras, and to give Schar to the Tzadikim who give kiyum to the world that was created the Sarah Mamaris Vahainu, Shebefratus Hishdwar Matsrichim Tikum Vatzadikim Shmevim Kola Pratim Ala Achtus, Hu Klal Habo Al Yedei HaPrat. So the many things in this world that require a tikkun in specific things. And the tzaddikim bring all the details of this world to the place of oneness of achdus of the klal. And that's the klal that comes via the prat. In other words, the tzaddikim fix all the pratim, all the details, and then they bring it to the world of the klal, to the world of the generality of achdus, of this overarching unity. And that is beloved in front of Hashem. The Sfasema says in Parshas Bo, Tafresh Lamed Zayin, B'medrish, V'isa, B'asar Ma'amaris Nivra, Ola Matam Adlomar, etc., K'dei Lipara Men Arishayim, B'las Yitzchara Tov, let's think of the mission of his Perkei Mishnah Aleph. That God created the world with 10 specific Ma'amaris to take vengeance from the Rishayim who destroy the world that was created with the Sar Ma'amaris, and to give Sechara to the Tzadikim who are Makai in the world that was created with the Sar Ma'amaris. Perish Adabar, Zakta Heiligus Sfasema, Parshas Bo, Tafresh Lamed Zayin, Shiyesh Klal Uprat Uklal. So the world has the klal, the general, and then the specific, and then the general again. If the world would have just been created with maimer echad, which is the first klal, there would be no schar v'onesh. But then there are many, many details. In other words, if there was just one mime, everything would be so clear. We'd know there's a God. We'd all see the bracious bar lakim, and that'd be the end of it. But since there are madregas, which are pratim, which are details, we sometimes lose because of all the details. So we lose sight of the overarching achdus of the world, of the godliness that inheres within everything. So that is what creates a space for schar and onesh, for reward and punishment, reward for doing the right thing despite all of the details and not seeing the cloud, seeing the overarching unity of everything, and also averus when people don't take that into account, and sin, and our kofar chas shalom. Mizeh avodah set tzadikim l'karvam ruchakam lahamshich kol apratim la'achdus, and that's the avodah of tzadikim, that they were makarev those who are far away, and their mamshich, all of the pratim, all of the details of creation, they bring them to this place of unity. So you have the first bereshis, which is the klal, which is gevaldik. Then you have all the pratim, all the details, all the sar ma'amaris, all the last nine. And then you have the klal again, which is even greater than the original klal, because now it's everything being brought together by the tzaddikim. Bearing ma'asif, all the pratim, gathering together all the details of creation, and that's b'mayli yisera. And that's the Assyrios, Yugamken Achtus, like the Maral talks about a lot, that 10 is this number of Achtus, of unity, of a cloud, of all the cloud coming together. So God created the world in such a way that there are all these details. There could be a kfira of the Borei, as we see in here quite a bit all too often in this world. And the avod of the tzaddikim is to take all the details of the world, all the pratim, and bring them back into the klal and show how it's all Maisa Hashem. And that is the greatest kavod that we can give Hashem. And that it says in Ovis, Yafisha Achas. But Shuva Maisin Tovim Bolam Hazeh, Hua Achdus, the Aklal Shabbat Me'apratim. So that's the Shah Achas. What does it mean, Shah Achas? Better is 1 hour of Shuva Maisin Tovim Olam Hazeh from all of Olam Haba. The Shah of Achas, of Achdus, of bringing everything together into this place of unity. As the Sfasema says in Vayishlach Tofresh Lamed Aleph. He mentioned Perusha Achas, who canal Lios Hakol beAchdus Dovuk b'Shorish Elyon, showing that everything is connected to that divine root, and that's the cloud that comes from the Pratim. Who Achdus Hakol back here to Brachus Tafresh Membeis Shabbat Me'apratim Zeo Cloud Tzarich LePrat. That's the cloud that needs the Prat, because it needs all the Pratim to bring it back together in the cloud. So everything he made, and Bine Tov Mor was very good. And then Vayichulu, Shuklal Hanal. That's the Vayichulu, that's the Kli, that's the Klal. That's bringing everything together. That's what Shabbos is about. Shabbos is when everything comes together. During the week, it's this detail, it's that detail, it's this detail, it's that detail. And then Shabbos is Achdut HaKolelet Hazot. V'nesoyra Ashoyresh, V'nasa Shabbos, Vayivorech, Vayikadesh, V'yishvel Tosefes Neshama. So the Shorish was Mesorah on Shabbos, this root where everything, the root of where everything comes from. And then there's Shabbos, Vayavarech, God blessed it, Vayakadish, God sanctified, and there's a Tosefis Neshama, like it says in the Gemara in Beitza, on Daf Tezayin Amad Aleph, the famous Neshama Yisera that we've all heard about so many times. Vayin, you know what's that about? Kamo Sheish Befrat, Kolish Yisrael, Achar Tikun Aguf, Shlemusa, Makabal HaNeshama, Vachar Chafi Tikun HaMais, Zerchel HaNeshama Yisera. So just like in every individual person, after he's metaken his goof, and it's shlemus, he's makabel in neshama. Every person gets his goof, this amazing goof that we have, and then afterwards we get this added neshama to this goof. It's amazing. So acharkach, afterwards, kefi tikkun ha'maise, zoichel neshama yaseira. To the extent that we're metaken our maisim, we get this extra neshama. The Zoyar Parshas Mishpatim Sadi Dalad Amid Beis Tochazi Kutz, come and see Bar Nosh Kadisilid Yehovin Le Nafsha. When a person is born, he's given a soul. Zoche Yasir Yavin Le Ruchay Zoche Mori, gives and given a spirit. Zoche Yasir Yavin Le Nishmasa. And then afterwards, he's given a neshama. Nefesh, then Ruach, then neshama. And here the Sfasema says that when there's a Shlemus HaGuf, there's a Tikkun HaGuf, he gets the Neshama, and then Kefi Tikkun HaMaisa, the more he's Metaken his Maisa, then he gets a Neshama Yisera. So that's in the individual person. Kein Hoya B'chlal Bria Shemayim V'Oretz V'achach Odom Shenishma Sabria V'achach Shenase Klal V'achdus Bo HaShabbos Shu'a Neshama L'Klal HaBria. So too in the Klal and the Bria Shemayim V'Oretz, you have man who's the Neshama of the Bria, and then after man who's the Neshama of the Bria, then comes this klal of Shabbos, which is the neshama leklal abriya. You have man, there are many men walking around the earth. These are, obviously, that's the most spiritual part of the bria, not the trees, not the monkeys. That's the human being. And then Shabbos in time, like we always speak about, how everything is expressed in Ashan, many things. Olam Shana Nefesh. Olam, in the realm of the world, in space. Shana, year, time. Nefesh, in the person. So the person has his neshama, and then the world and space is also time. That is what's the neshama of the world, of time. What's the neshama of time? The neshama of time is Shabbos. And then Olam in the world, in the world, in this vast universe that we have, so Sema says, the Adam is Nishmas HaBriya. We have our own neshama, and we're also Nishmas HaBriya. And Shabbos is the neshama of what I'm saying is time. So Sims doesn't use, he doesn't bring in Hashan over here. That's just my addendum. Obviously, we're talking about deep Kabbalistic inyanim, which are well beyond certainly my understanding. So we're just translating the words. So we have man with his soul, and then comes Shabbos, the soul of the Bria. Klala Bria. Yom Shabbos, Rakata Rishayim Abdim. In the end of the day, it's going to be all Shabbos, it's going to be all soul, it's going to be all Neshama Dik, and everything's going to come together into one great unity of godliness. We're zochet to this paris sukkah shalom, to this shlemus on Shabbos, when the Shabbatiyut, this Shabbosdikait, comes down from Shemayim, and we know that Shabbos is this day of unity where everything comes together. The shorish of the bria, Shabbos, called shav l'shorish, comes down. We go up, different ways of seeing it in the Sfarim, but there's this connection of the physical and the spiritual world. And there's godliness everywhere, and we're reconnecting to our root, to our shoresh, and that's this sukkah, this tabernacle of shalom, of peace, of shleimus, and that's mein olam haba ki ein akol b'shleimus ad sheyimocha shmo shel amalek. And this is going to be mein olam haba, and there's no olam haba, there's no shleimus in the world until there's a mechias shmo shel amalek. And therefore, right now we live in this world of the rishayim. The Rishayim are ma'abed the world that was created by Sar Ma'amaris. In other words, this is a world of Pratim, and the Rishayim, they destroy the world of Pratim. They say, this is a Prat, this is a Prat, one has nothing to do with the other, and it's all by chance, and that's the Kfir of Amalek. So, when the Amalek will be removed, then we're going to have this world of Shleimus, and Hashem Shalom, Akiz Shalom, Achim Achazam Shalom Molech. Because then Ma'abed, the world that was created with Sarma Mars, and our job as Jews is to bring together the world that was created with Sarma Mars, to get a minion together. You have 10 people, you have this Shleimus of people representing the Sarma Mars, and the Saras Adibris, and the Saras Aspheris, and all the tens that come together, which is this Shleimus. And that's what we're supposed to have in this world. We're supposed to never forget this cloud, this overriding, overarching unity of all of the Bria. And that's what happens on Shabbos when everything becomes a Kli for Elokus and Vayichulu. And that's the Me'ein Olam Haba, and one day will be Yom Shekulo Shabbos, when it's all, we're going to see the godliness in everything. Okay, Baruch Hashem B'siyata D'Shmaya, we learned some very tifa zachen, Tafresh Mem Aleph, second Maimur in Tafresh Mem Beis, and we should be Zoche to continue Mitz Hashem, Lil Modu L'Lameid Lishmar V'Lasil Kaimus Kol Divrei Salma Tarasu B'Ahava, Shalom Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.